Hello everybody, I'm back with another video on how to go soul winning. So far I've gone through basically how to present the whole plan of salvation or presentation of the gospel, right? Once you get somebody saved, once you go through the whole gospel presentation, they've heard it all, they understand it, they believe it, they call them the name of the Lord, it's always helpful to double and triple check, right? So after calling on the name of the Lord, it's useful to once again, you know, double check with them by asking questions. So like, so if you died right now, where would you go? Right. And usually what I say, after I'm done calling on the name of the Lord with somebody, I say, so if you died today, where would you go? And they say, oh, I'm going to heaven. Right. If they actually got saved, obviously. And then I'll give an example, like if you died 40 years from now, where would you go? And of course the number depends on how old they are. You know, if they're like a lot older, then I might just say like 20 years from now or something. If they're really young, I might say like, you know, 60 years from now, something like that. I'll say like, if you died, you know, this many years in the future, far in the future, right? Where would you go? Right. And if they didn't get saved, then sometimes they'll say like, I don't know, because maybe I'll stop believing or something, you know, if they didn't understand it. Right. But if they actually did believe it, then they'll say heaven, right? They'll still have that confidence. Right. And then I ask them, so why are you going to heaven now? Because I believe in Jesus, right? Just to, you know, again, double check that they actually know and believe what you told them, right? That they're not just going through the motions, right? And so I ask these questions at the end just to double check. Now, why do I say triple check? Well, because sometimes you happen to meet the same person again at a later date, and it's, you know, never harmful to check their salvation again, right? Like, let's say you're soul winning in a particular neighborhood, and then you run into the same person you already talked to, just walking outside or whatever, or maybe you're soul winning online, you meet the same person, you're in a public place where you're going person to person, doing person to person soul winning, right? And you meet the same person again, right? It doesn't hurt to check their salvation again, just to make sure that they actually got it. Because again, sometimes you think people got saved and they actually didn't, right? This happens sometimes, right? So it's also encouraging, you know, when you meet somebody again after like a few months and you're like, hey, do you know for sure you're going to heaven? They're like, of course I am. I believe in Jesus, right? And they just have that confidence because, you know, they truly believe, right? They actually truly did get saved. So it never hurts to, you know, check again if you meet them again. And another thing I want to talk about is just other follow-up you can do after getting somebody saved, right? If the person you preach to, they got saved and you have time still to be able to talk to them. Now, sometimes they might have to leave right then and there, or maybe you have to leave right then and there. But if you have time to talk to them about other things, you can follow up with them or encourage them to do more, right? By doing the following, like inviting them to church, explaining that they should get baptized, exhorting them to also share the gospel with their own family. And if you're door-to-door soul winning, ask them if there are other people in the house that you could preach to. And I'll talk about that more in the next video. I want to focus on some of these other things today, right? So basically, the Great Commission that Jesus gave to us, he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you, right? So the Great Commission is not just getting people saved, but Jesus also wants those who got saved to get baptized and then to be taught all those things which God has commanded, right? Now, obviously, again, that's like a separate choice to salvation. Once somebody gets saved, there's no guarantee that they're going to get baptized. There's no guarantee that they're going to go to church, that they're going to follow God. They might just get saved and never do any of that, right? Because salvation is just by faith. They don't have to do any of that to be saved, right? And so it's good if you have time to encourage them to do these things. Obviously, you know, you can't force them to come to church. That's, like I said, a decision they have to make at a later time. But usually, as I mentioned in a previous video, I'll give them these cards, right? Usually I give it to them in the beginning, but then I'll point it out to them again at the end. I'll say, hey, if you want to learn more about, you know, the Bible and things like that, there's some preaching, some sermons, videos you can watch on thepreaching.com. And then I also show them these videos, The Bible Way to Heaven in English and Spanish. And I say, you can just type that in on YouTube or scan that QR code. So that way you can share the gospel with other friends, family members, whoever you know who's not sure they're going to heaven, right? And so that way we can encourage people to be able to get the gospel out to other people as well, right? And obviously, I don't know exactly how many times that this has happened where I've given the card and then they showed it to somebody and somebody's gotten saved, but I'm sure it's happened, right? Because that video is a very good video just going through the gospel, and people, many people have gotten saved by that, right? So these are all things that you can do after praying with them, after they call on the name of the Lord. If they got saved, you know, invite them to come to church, encourage them to preach the gospel to family members, tell them, you know, why it's important to get baptized and why it's important to follow Jesus, right? And in this next video, I want to talk about basically asking if there are other people in the house you can preach to. And this is a good and effective method to be able to get as many people saved as you can. So thank you, everybody, for watching, and I'll see you next time.